When I was a kid in college, I would stop for breaks at like pubs, like at like 9 in the morning, and there would be like 110-year-old guys inside drinking Guinness, for their breakfast. It's just a very unique place to be. You don't see that kind of stuff
It's
here.
never a bad time to have a Guinness,
Never a
obviously.
bad time. That's exactly right.
I was reading a lot of your blog posts actually, and they're fantastic. And
Any
you describe
controversial ones?
quite a few, yeah. What a surprise! They're actually really funny because you describe yourself as a short, balding, mediocre, certified public accountant.
Yes.
But the role of humour then, do you think it's a good thing for business and as a public speaker to kind of involve humour in what you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm believe it or not, I'm not really trying to be funny. I'm just kind of just, being myself. And I'm sitting down right now, but I'm 5'6", so I'm short. You can see that I am bald. As an accountant, I've stopped practicing accounting, even though I'm still a CPA, which is like a chartered accountant. But for me, if it was close enough, it was good enough, and that's not really a good way to be if you're an accountant. So I've given up accounting entirely. So that's just all the truth. When I write, my angle, Christina, is I like to write about how things affect me and my small business. It's a very selfish approach. So when I talk about things or I write about things, I really don't care if it affects you or not. If it affects me, then it's of interest to me. But I'll write about it. I'll speak about it, and with the hopes that if it's affecting me and my 10-person company, it's also going to affect a lot of business owners as well. So, having said that, as a person running a company for 10 years, I make mistakes all the time. I watch the Kardashians. I'm a big fan of the Housewives of Beverly Hills. So there's certain things. This is part of my life that I like to include, when I write.
Excellent. Talking of controversial posts, you did one about Microsoft, which I absolutely loved, called "Here's Why I'm Grateful Microsoft Doesn't Build Airplanes." Do you remember it well?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And talking about some of the software issues and bugs. And these are actually really honest posts, but I wonder, do you actually write them in the hope of a bit of advocacy? You hoping they might read them and take note of what they're
I do.
doing?
I do. I mean, I've written controversial posts. The most controversial post I wrote was back in December, which was called "If I Was a Poor Black Kid," which got like 1 million views around the world and created a lot of furor. The Microsoft post is the same. I wrote a post why I don't think most women will become CEOs. I wrote a post
I read
that was
that one.
right. That was titled "Steve Jobs Was a Jerk and Good for Him." I try to make sure whatever I write is factually based. It's my opinion, and whatever I'm writing about is something again, like the Steve Jobs column, for example. I called him a jerk, based on other stuff that I've read about him, and this was only a few days after he died. But the point of the blog was, the guy was a brilliant guy. He was an incredible guy, and yes, he was a jerk. And I got news for you: for him to do what he had to do, he had to be a jerk sometimes. But sometimes people can't get past the headline, and they get very angry sometimes about some of the stuff that I write. Having said that, to really specifically answer your question, sometimes I write stuff like the Microsoft one, not building airplanes or whatever, to get people's attention. I mean, in the headline and what I write, because I do think that I have something to say that's of relevance, and I want people to pay attention. I do have some thoughts on. My wife is a teacher at a public middle school in West Philadelphia, and I coach their baseball team. It's a bunch of 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. 99% of them are black, and most of them are poor. And I had some thoughts on what I would do if I was speaking to a bunch of poor black kids in West Philadelphia, how to try and pull yourself out of this deep hole that you're unfortunately in. So unfortunately, though, when you write something like that, it's going to get, a lot of people that have an issue with it. Fair enough. But if it causes conversation.